Glenn Schmidt from Outdoor News joins us now. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
We were just talking about the weather, Glenn, and it's awfully cold now, but we've got a bunch of snow that's sitting out here, and including on the ice. What are ice conditions like around here?
Well, I don't know at this point, to be honest with you, Jay. I'll say this. Everything was going really good. I mean, we were fishing locally. We were fishing statewide. You know, we talked about it last week, how good everything was shaping up, and you know what a difference a week makes. Locally, I don't know. I mean, you put 6 to 8 inches of snow on top of 4 to 6 inches of ice, and I gotta believe there's gonna be some slush underneath it now. And it's just a, you know, it's kind of a hairy situation now. You know, when you go out, you check the ice depths as you go, and now you gotta, you know, funnel through some snow. And you know that the bulk of that snow was a wet snow too. It had some moisture in it, so it was heavy. And don't know. JL, like I said, I'm going to get out this weekend and poke around and see how she looks, but I'm kind of expecting the worst case scenario and hoping for the best. And man, you just got to be really careful with this stuff. You know, it's tough enough and scary enough checking early ice. And then when you put some snow on top of it, you really don't know how it is. And I'm just basing this on what I saw. I mean, like I said, we had 4 to 6 inches of ice, but anywhere there was a little pack of snow, there was less ice. So cold weather this weekend. I don't know how much it's going to impact it, and we'll just have to wait and see locally here.
What is worst case scenario?
If you remember a few winters ago, we didn't do much ice fishing. We had that early snow and on just about the same amount of ice. I think we had more snow than we have now, but it was a sloppy mess all winter. Remember, the ice didn't develop. I think it was 2 years ago, right? All the ice fishing contests that they have, these fundraisers were canceled because they couldn't get out people with vehicles. It was just a lot of work. I mean, you were walking in water, you know, below your knees to do some ice fishing. And I always talk about the fun factor, and there wasn't one. Now we're early, you know, and it's Minnesota. Who knows? We'll get some warm weather, you know, seeing 30s next week. But yeah, it's just, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. I'll know more next week as I get out and look around. But and with that being said, you can still ice fish. I mean, Jay, this last snow, there was pockets or areas where there was less snow. Let's look at Upper Red Lake. You know, they're going to be driving vehicles out there now. They got 10 to 12 inches of ice, only had 2 to 4 inches of snow. Lake of the Woods is pulling the resorts up there, pulling houses out. And then, you know, north of Bemidji and Grand Rapids, they had less snow. South of Wilmer, I heard like 2 to 4 inches only. So call the bait shops, you know, do a little check and, you know, via the phone or the internet or whatever, but don't take their word for it. You still got to check it as you go, especially now with the snow on top of it.
Boy, and you know, look at the forecast that's going to happen over the next few days. It's going to be super cold. Does that help at all conditions?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be, it's got to be an extended. I'm here in just a couple of days and then we're back in positives and even 30 degrees for the middle of next week. And again, it's unfortunate. If we wouldn't have got this last round of snow here, I think we'd have been driving on a lot of lakes here relatively soon with vehicles and pulling bigger wheelhouses out. And yeah, so it's, we'll see what the trickle down effect is, man. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm expecting the worst case scenario. It's got to be some negative impacts on it. I mean, that was a heavy snow and we didn't have enough ice to support it. So I'm expecting a sloppy mess when I get out there this weekend. And if I have to, and unfortunately, when you have to put a whole bunch of ice fishermen in one part of the state, then those lakes are going to get clobbered, or those areas are just going to get clobbered because they can't go anywhere else. And that's what happened a few years back as well. So, again, I'm not sure. Just be careful. Check it as you go. And I'll know more next week. I haven't been on it yet, but it's. I don't think it's going to be a good situation. And I hope I'm wrong.
Glenn, are there certain parts of the state that weren't impacted as much by this most recent snow?
Yeah, like I said, they're going, you know, full speed on Red Lake and Lake of the Woods. They got less snow and they had more ice as well. I know both of those fisheries now, resorts are pulling fish houses out and light vehicles are being used. So I didn't hear as big of an impact north of Bemidji and north of Grand Rapids. I know I talked to some guys that were on muzzleloader hunting in that Spicer area or south of Wilmer area, and they said it wasn't as bad snow depth. So yes, they're going to be able to fish. I just, you know, I think we took the brunt of this one, and I will see. But yeah, you can get out and fish. You might have to do a little traveling, and who knows? I might be wrong in this. I've just seen this situation play out before. Like I said, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm hoping for the best and expecting the worst when I get on it.
Glenn, how about the impact on this cold and snowy start? And I guess we'd assume that January and February would be pretty typical. How does that impact wildlife?
Well, long term, there'll be some effects. Not so much now. I mean, they're doing fine. The first snow of the year is not a big deal. But, you know, if this stuff continues and keeps piling up and then you throw some colder air on top of it, down the road, deer and turkey especially might, be some impacts there. Berries, essential food sources, they got to work harder to get their food and burn more energy to find it, and that leads to stress and potential mortality down the road. And again, not a big issue now, but if it continues, it restricts movement, I would assume too. Again, that leads to depredation issues. They take the young and the old first, and it tips the odds in the predator's favor, so it's tough for them to escape. Young fawns, young turkeys, the old, weaker, critters, deer and turkeys will go first. And then, we'll just have to see. Again, it's just tough when everything starts this early, and if it's prolonged, when we get into January and February, like you said, I think that's where we're going to start seeing some impacts. Again, right now, nothing. No issues right now. But if this keeps going, I think these conditions, they always do. They have some impact on our deer and turkey and other critters out there. Again, it's Minnesota. Who knows? This stuff could melt away. I don't think it's going to, but this might be the end of our snow for the season. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I don't want to be those sky is falling guys, but right now it looks tough out there.
How about deer numbers?
Yeah, where are we at as of today? 177,278. So we've already, like we said last week, beat the total deer kill from last year. We got the muzzleloader hunt going on through this weekend. So we got about 5,000 more deer from this time last week registered in the state. So we got muzzleloader, we got archery through the end of the month, muzzleloader through this weekend. There's some CWD controlled hunts, chronic wasting disease hunts coming up here December 19th through the 21st, I believe it is. Muzzleloader had a pretty good week. They had, up 5,700 some deer registered via muzzleloader. We had less than 2,000 a week ago. So, they made up a little ground there. 8,600 total last year, I think, during the muzzleloader season. So we'll see if we can meet that this weekend. We'll see. And then, like I said, we have these CWD hunts coming up, which is 8 permit areas. Jay, I think most of them are in the southeast part of the state. It's next weekend, and just the simple goal there is to reduce deer densities in areas where CWD tested deer, or CWD, where deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease this season. So, and in past years, it's open to anyone. You can purchase a disease permit. I think they're $250, or you can use any unused tag that you already have. You can shoot up to 5 deer. So if you want to, if you need some more venison for the freezer, you can certainly go do your management part and hunt these CWD zones next weekend.
Glenn, anything that we haven't touched on you wanted to bring up?
Not really. Just, again, be safe out there. The landscape has changed on these lakes. Should just real quick, and again, unfortunately, that ice fishing show in St. Paul was just packed all 3 days last week. And I mean, the excitement was at an all-time high. Things were flying off the shelves. It was elbow to elbow in that building all 3 days. So, people were chomping at the bit to get out. Hopefully this bump in the road is all it is. And it's not as bad as what I'm anticipating it's going to be. But just, again, it's at this time of year, and even more so now with the snow on top of it. Be careful if you're out checking the lakes.
Glenn, if people want to get a subscription to Outdoor News, how can they do that?
Yeah, just go to our website, outdoornews.com, and click on that subscription tab, or you can call our toll-free number at 800-535-5191.
All right, Glenn, thanks. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Jay, I appreciate it.
It's Glenn Schmidt, Outdoor News, joining us each Thursday at 8:40. Find out more, go to outdoornews.com.